אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Aaron Shapiro. I'm a senior policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
Aaron, I would like to talk to you today about the US election. I think the whole world is watching this election as I'm talking to you. It's not very clear. The results are not very clear. But what can you tell us about it? Why this election are so different from previous ones?
Well, Nitsa, because the election is taking place in amidst the coronavirus pandemic, it was run very differently than in previous elections. A lot more votes were cast by mail and absentee ballot. And I think it was something the Democrats really embraced and the Republicans not so much. Their strategy was to make a big turnout traditionally at the polls. And it's interesting how it's all played out because on election night, there was a big Republican advantage. And then as they started counting the mail-in ballots, in some states, especially with large Democratic controlled cities, the ones that are traditionally Democratic, like Philadelphia or Detroit, or Milwaukee, there was a reversal of fortune. And it looks at this time, although they haven't finished counting, it looks like the advantage is definitely with the Democrats. And Joe Biden has a better chance of winning than Donald Trump.
So why Trump is contesting the results?
Because it's interesting, and there is a point to be made here. Because of the pandemic, the vote counting in these cities, they were supposed to have observers to make sure that everything was being done properly, and they allowed observers, but only at a distance. And if you're looking at a big distance, it's impossible to be able to scrutinize the envelopes that the votes came in. And that's a big problem for the Republicans. And one can see their point that it's hard to verify that everything was done properly. You don't get the same sort of scrutiny, for example, that you had in the year 2000 with George Bush in Florida. That was all done very close up, and everyone saw exactly what was happening here. There's a lot of votes have been counted from those envelopes without being positive, and it doesn't mean the votes were illegitimate, but it doesn't mean that it's hard to have that verification, and there's so much at stake. And the vote swing is so great that the Republicans are making a big fuss and they're bringing it to the courts, and they're saying there has to be. That's why I believe they're trying to stop the counting in one state and in another. So they're trying to prevent. Once you open the envelopes, you can't put them back into the envelope and figure out where they came from. So it's a problem for the Republicans. For the Democrats, not so much, because they, of course, these are the cities where they were encouraging people to do this. So they're benefiting from this.
So they can't even recount it?
Well, they can recount, but they're recounting a vote that has already come out of the envelope. What the Republicans are arguing, and there's no way to know. You know, the Republicans say, we don't know where this vote came from. The Democrat says, the counters in these cities said they were fine. But there's no way to read. You can count the vote again, but you can't check the provenance, the origin of the vote, to make sure that there are certain things that need to be right about it. There should be a postmark that says it was received before the election day or on the election, whatever the law was. And if these votes somehow, they can't be sure. They know that it's a vote for or against one candidate or another, but you can't be sure if that vote came from a place that was legitimate. So they can do all the recounts they want, but they've lost that level of verification that's supposed to be with every vote. So this is the legal argument. And you could say that the Republicans are just making a fuss because they're losing, and maybe you're right. But the Republicans also have an argument, and they say there should be verification, and there wasn't. So these are the arguments that will play themselves out in court.
So, for example, anyone can send an envelope? They can't verify if it's a kosher vote? Or how does it work?
Well, they don't know. I'm saying that there are, when they did the voting by mail, there were lots of safeguards. But again, that only gets you to the point where they're counted. So the safeguards are that you have to have a signature that matches the signature. You have to have, it's put in a sealed envelope inside an envelope. So there are safeguards, but they only last as long as the envelopes are opened. Once they're opened, you don't know.
Right.
So imagine in Israel, you have a box, you know, a voting box, and your vote goes into an envelope and goes into a box. And imagine if you don't have mail-in vote, but imagine if you had every single vote is like a little voting box, a kalpi. And once you've torn open the envelope, you can't be sure that was where it came from. So that's where they're at. If they have a recount, they can't be sure where it came from. These are the arguments that the Republicans will make. The Democrats will say you're being ridiculous. We take the testimony of the people who are counting the votes that it was all done legitimately. But these are the arguments that will go back and forth. And it will really be up to the judges to decide in those cases whether the Republicans are right or the Democrats are right. But I would say that the chances are the Democrats will get the votes through because there is the benefit of the doubt that that everything was done correctly because there was a system.
We are talking to Aaron Shapiro, senior policy analyst at AJECT, Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Aaron Shapiro, I mean, you were born in America. We can hear your accent. Can you tell us why this election, besides being during the pandemic, it seems that the American people are so divided?
Well, yes, and I think that there was the polling made it seem before the election that there was less division, but the truth is, as we know now, that it's almost evenly split in terms of the way the states are divided, but what they call the Electoral College, which makes sure that the rural states have balanced power with the populous states like New York and California. But when they do the popular vote and when they count all the votes in the big cities, they will go, you'll see most of, there'll be a majority of people who will go with the Democrats. So there is, if you talk about popular vote, I think the Democrats have an advantage. But Trump had much more support, perhaps, than was obvious to people in Australia or in perhaps even Israel, where you were getting a lot of stories that made him seem less popular than he was. It turns out he was quite popular. But was he popular enough to win the popular vote or even the election? The popular vote, very unlikely, and I think it will show that he didn't get popular vote. But he also will as things stand now, he will probably lose the election regardless of the court challenges.
Aaron, I would like to talk to you next week after we know exactly for sure. I don't know if we'll know for sure, but it will be clearer who won the election.
Yes.
About the policies of the new president and Israel and the Jewish communities around the world. So we leave it for next week, I think.
That's good, and there'll be a lot to talk about, so I'm glad we'll get to talk about that next week.
Aaron Shapiro, Senior Policy Analyst at AJECT. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.